Welcome everybody to the Strength and Skills Podcast. Welcome to the best podcast in the world. This is your most liked podcast host in the world, Nick Tibusek, and with me is my most liked co-host, Rato.
Yo, what's up?
All right, let's jump into this amazing episode. This amazing episode has the topic periodization. What is it? And we're gonna explain what's actually periodization in the end. All right, because this topic has not been viewed a lot in calisthenics yet, as we really want to talk about it now, and we're gonna jump right into it. What would you say, Rado? What's periodization?
Yeah, well, like basic definition would be distributing the training process into different phases and cycles in order to have increases in performance, but also reduce the positive effect of overtraining. So the possible effect of overtraining. Sorry for that. And also, yeah, like the planned change of training variables over the course of time. So yeah, always the primary goal here is to have increases in performance.
I love that. So in the end, you have a certain goal and now you have to plan how you get there. And we're gonna talk about it coming from the very big picture and always into a little smaller and smaller and smaller ones, as I think you have to understand first the really big picture of periodization, and then we go into more details and all that stuff. But it's not the only episode about it, as today we're gonna give you the big picture about it. And from there on, we dive into some topics of periodization and all that stuff in further episodes. All right. The very important part, you already said it, you can definitely split periodization stuff into different phases. And that's something you always have to consider. When we have someone who starts training, this person has to get better at every aspect that you usually have in a training plan or something. So like, you need to build more muscle, you need to get stronger, and of course your technique needs to get better. Usually all of them play, they go hand in hand with each other. So they always play a role with each other. And if your technique is better, you get stronger. If your technique is better, you hit the right muscle better and get more out of it and get more hypertrophy. So when you get stronger, you get more mechanical stress on the muscle, so the muscle can grow better. So hypertrophy gets affected by it. And when you have just more muscle mass, you get stronger. So all of that comes into this big pot that we are cooking right now. And now we have to get to the point where we get you to know how to do this stuff in the end. So would you say in the beginning, do you have to split this stuff up?
Like, not necessarily, especially if you're a beginner. Everything works, and also intermediate athletes too. You can work all of the variables that you mentioned together and at the same time. Then over time, as you get more advanced, you can seek to, if this doesn't work anymore, you can seek to change stuff up and be more specialized and dedicate more time to singular aspects. So have dedicated blocks to strength, have dedicated blocks to technique, and hypertrophy too.
Absolutely. I'm absolutely with you with that. From there on, how long do parts have to go?
Well, this always depends, you know?
Yeah.
Depends on the person and the athlete and how the person responds. But, you know, you can always plan in macro cycles, which last from 6 months up to a year, into mesocycles, which is normal training block. It's several weeks. And I'm microcycle, which is usually 1 week. And then you also have several singular training sessions within that microcycle.
Yeah. And that's the big issue here, right here, is to understand that every person is very individual. So you can't say, all right, you have to take 73 days where you just put on mass. And from there on, I mean, of course you can, you can do so, but it usually doesn't work like that. So it's not like you have day X and you're gonna have the 300 kg squat or the full planche and stuff like that. So when we were talking about that, the big picture of the vision, you always have that in mind and you will say, okay, in about probably 2 or 3 years, I'm going to be at that vision, at my goal. And then you structure this. And the more you go down the ladder, the more you go into details, the more details come in. And that's a very important part to understand right here. Yeah. You cannot say, I'm definitely going to have it on the, I don't know, the 20th March of 2024, where I'm going to hold my full planche. It's not possible to plan that.
Yeah.
You can definitely plan a lot, but you cannot plan that long term, because there can come too much stuff in there. Because sometimes life plays a role in there. You may get injured during the ride, the big ride that you're doing, and all that stuff comes in there. But of course, some stuff is kind of planable right there. So you can say, okay, probably it will take you 2 or 3 years to get to that certain goal, and then you get down to business, and now you have to periodize that. And this is what we're going to do now. So from a beginner who really wants to start off now, let's say we want a beginner who has who wants to squat 200 and doing a handstand push-up while being, I don't know, these goals, I would say that's a good goal. When you're a complete beginner and you have to start off with push-ups and all that stuff and learn that stuff even, and not being able to have to do a pull-up, from there on everything in the beginning works. So you can work on all three phases that you usually do. So you definitely will work on your strength, you will increase your muscle mass and get better at technique for at least 1 or 2 years in the beginning. You definitely will. So it's, if you're not a genetic freak, if you're just a classic normal person like me, it takes some time. And that's something you always have to consider when it comes down to periodization. It's usually not as fast as you wish it would be, but it's usually faster than you thought once you're on the ride. So, in the beginning of all this, as we already said, everything works up. From there on, I would say once you have a decent level of strength, and it's a little bit difficult to say, what's a decent level of strength?
Yeah, it's really tough to say.
It depends, because sometimes you see people being able to squat, I don't know, 180, and it's a shitty squat, but it works. And sometimes you have to then get these people into a certain phase of technique, even if they are not really already on the level to have just a technique phase, because they need it so much.
So, yeah,
yeah, you can go on.
Yeah, you can like either view it like that based on the technique, or maybe the rate of progression. So if a person's progression is slowing down, then you can maybe throw them in the more advanced group. But you also have to like take a look at what they were doing. If the programming wasn't on point, then that might be the reason why they aren't progressing anymore.
Yeah.
But as you said before, if you're a beginner, everything works and you will have a linear progression. When that slows down, then you can definitely like start to take a look into more advanced techniques.
Absolutely. Yeah. Very important to understand right here is one very, very big point that never changes up. When it comes to periodization, there's always one big thing that you always need to build: the base. And the base is usually the combination of technique, muscle mass, and strength. And when you have that, on that, you peak certain things. So you can always think of this like a pyramid. When you have that, like this old Egyptian pyramid, the bigger the base is, the higher you can build that one. And every time you wanna build up your pyramid and getting better, you always have to keep in mind, the more you just build on one side up, the less you will be able to really bring this pyramid to a very peaked pyramid in the end. So you always have to build the base, then build the right side, build the left side, and then you make it bigger, 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 and bigger. And that's a very, very important part right here. Because when you look at it, you could say in the middle there is strength. On the left side, maybe there is technique, and on the right side, there's muscle mass. And the strength in the middle always gets higher when you build more muscle and you build a better technique. So that's the thing that we do with periodization in the end, to speak a little bit in pictures right here. And the more advanced you are, the more you understand, okay, my project is getting bigger and bigger and bigger, so I need to focus on one side sometimes, and then I need to focus on the other side. Then I have a bigger base to build even more of the, how do I say this?
Die Spitze. Peak. The peak.
Peak. Yeah, if I want to have the peaks of my strength, I need first to build my muscle, better technique, and then I can put on the peak on that. And that's the very important part to understand right here, that we always work on this big, big pyramid that we have.
I like that analogy. I never thought of it like that.
So first thing that we always have to put in is the base, of course. And the better the base, the bigger we can build the pyramid. So for everyone to understand, the more you build your base, the better that you get the peak. And there's a very important part right here to understand. When we talk about that pyramid is your strength of life. We're not talking about just being able to put up strength from 20 to 25. No. I'm talking about the next 30 to 40 years where you train. And the bigger you build the base in the beginning, the stronger you get in the end. And that's a very, very important part right here. Please understand that. Rado is a very young athlete. In a calisthenics thing, I'm pretty much in the middle as I'm turning 30 this year. And if I would have known that 10 years ago, I would be at a complete different level of strength. But I didn't. But I do have the chance to work with young people like Radu right now and build their base to a very high level. And I would say your base of strength right now, Radu, is pretty solid.
Yeah, it's going up, yeah.
So when we talk about this, what would you say, what's the base that people need to work on in the beginning?
Yeah, the base is like, especially like for natural athletes, strength athletes, I think that a lot of people forget how important muscle mass is. And also in calisthenics, so it's not like, of course, you will carry more weight, but you will automatically have also more potential to have increases in strength. So you can never have enough muscle mass. That's the first thing, of course. Also, secondary is the technique. The proper technique will ensure that you move as efficiently as possible through the lifts, but also that longevity is on point, because you don't want to injure yourself and re-injure yourself and also be in that process over and over again. And just as you said, you want to be in the game for a longer period of time. So that's also why good technique is crucial. And then, yeah, these two things would like be the base of everything, which add up in strength in the end.
That's so crucial to understand. So when we have this base of knowledge now to work on a periodization, I think we need to explain a little bit the phases that we have down from the top to the certain training session that we have. So you already mentioned that we have to think in the beginning of big years, maybe. How would you structure this or explain it from the big to the small detailed one?
Yes, so you have to take a look at your year when you have your competition, and then you can distribute your year into the off season, the preseason, and the in season, and these would be like your macro cycles. So you have to take a look when in the year you have to do your competition, and then based on that plan the blocks. And these blocks would then be the mesocycles. And during those mesocycles, you can plan the microcycles also accordingly. So yeah, it's pretty complicated, but you can basically mix phases in between a hypertrophy block and also a strength block, but then also take a look at whether or not a technique block is needed.
The thing right here is to understand that when Radu talks about a competition and you plan for a competition, this is also for those who don't compete, like a testing day. And you need these testing days, because when it's down to increase the pyramid, you always need to understand that even if you're not into competing, you need to test the strength, or at least peak the strength that you have from time to time. Of course, you can build up and build up and build up and build up. But when a certain thing as strength or a skill or something like that is your goal, and I personally would say a certain skill is strength, it's just a form of strength. It's a squat is a form of strength. A handstand push-up is a form of strength. A planche is a form of strength. Also, maybe a snatch in Olympic weightlifting is a form of strength. Each of that is a form of strength, but the rules are always the same. So that's very important to understand. From time to time, you gotta peak that. And you have to put the peak on the pyramid to build the pyramid even bigger. Or at least build the part of the peaking, and maybe not the real peak putting up there, the golden one where the sun shines on. because you may want to have that once in your life where you really have that one peak, that's okay-ish to say so. But in the end, you always have to build the peaking plate, platform, I don't know how to say that, from time to time. It's very necessary to do so. Because otherwise, you will never get to the real big peaking of the pyramid. Because when you have so much technique and you have so much muscle mass, and that's so amazing, it will take too much time to really get to that one big peak of strength. Because then you have such a wide base that you never get to the peak, because you have one life. So you always have to keep in mind, you have to keep all of these three things to build up into that peak of your personal strength. And of course, we have the goal to get to our strongest performance ever once in the life.
Who doesn't? Yeah.
So, having these faces, always have names. Would you explain that a little bit to us?
Yeah, so basically, if you have a hypertrophy block, then you would be on the higher end of the volume, in the middle ranges of intensities, and focusing as much as possible to build as much muscle mass as possible. In a technique block, you would probably be in the lower repetition ranges, also probably lower intensities, and focusing primarily on the movement itself and execution. And then in a strength block, you would be also in the lower rep ranges, but here with higher intensities, really learning to use all of that muscle mass you've built, and also to integrate the technique that you have learned, and to peak the performance and exceed previous ones, and get a new PRs.
I think to understand here is some stuff. When you are in a strength block, you usually have higher intensities. That means you usually have lower volume. Mm-hmm. This is a little bit different from person to person, because some people, they can work with a lot of volume, and some people just can't work with a lot of volume. And some are in the middle. So that's something very individual right here. When it comes to the hypertrophy phase, you usually use more volume. What usually leads to a certain decrease of intensities. So you will not squat a 1 rm when you're aiming for more muscle mass. But you definitely have like sometimes an RPE 10 on your 8 rep set of squats. That can happen. So the felt intensity so that you feel might be as hard as the 1 rep maximum, but for the body there is a big difference on the intensity that you have on 1 rep in comparison to the maybe 8 rep or something. So what comes in here is the central nervous system, and that's a topic that we had a lot of times in this podcast. And the central nervous system is in the end a system that always wants to protect you and being able to survive. And it plays a big role in periodization and programming, because we have to deal with this a lot, because you have some fatigue that is muscular. So we all have felt that when we did loads of chin-ups, the biceps is just done, and you feel that, and bending the arm is even hard. And then there is this thing where you are really exhausted when you are completely done and you sleep like shit. Explicit wording now. You sleep like shit, and maybe your mood goes down and all that stuff. This is when the central nervous system gets tired and wants to keep you off from working so hard, because it wants you to be able to survive when the next tiger comes and wants to kill you. Of course, that doesn't happen usually in the Western world. But the body works like that because it was for that, like for like, I don't know, thousand or million years, whatever you believe in. Doesn't matter here. but the body is primed on that and it works like that. So that's the job of the central nervous system in the end. And that's something we always have to consider. The higher the intensities, the more you have to consider the central nervous system really wants to protect you, because that's the time where you get very fragile. Can I say it like that?
Fragile.
Because you tend to get easier injured when you go into the 1 AM part of training. And that's the strength part. And this is why you always have to switch up a little bit of the focus, even especially in the beginning, a little bit more hypertrophy, a little bit more strength, but in the same block. And later on, you just focus on a little bit more strength, a little bit more hypertrophy, or a little bit more technique stuff. Yeah, to always stay as healthy as possible, because in the long term, that will help you a lot getting to your peak performance and building up the pyramid. So when we have this, everybody talks about macro, meso, and micro cycle. Can you explain these words to us?
Yeah. So the macro cycle would be around 6 months up to a year. The mesocycle would be one training block, so several weeks, and a micro cycle would be usually 1 week within a training block, but this also kind of depends. And of course, then the micro cycle is consisted of several training sessions within itself. So it's nothing other than distributing the training into different time phases. That's it.
And here we go. And I think that was very important to get to this point right now, as a lot of people really like to throw these words around.
Yeah.
Not knowing that most of people in the world just have no idea what's that. And that's, for us, it's very important, because this is the base of something where we dive deeper into this thing. And we will definitely use these words later on. And that's why we need to understand this. So if you missed it, go a little bit back, like 30 seconds now, and listen again. All right. So from here on, everybody always talks about periodization and programming. What would you say, what's the difference in periodization and programming?
I would say that programming is actually part of periodization, and periodization is more on the long-term side of things, and programming is more focused on singular training sessions and changing variables within one training sessions. So this doesn't have to be exclusively one training session. It can be several training sessions within a week, but the main point is that it is short term.
Yeah. The very important to understand here is programming is a little bit more like the exercise selection that you have for a certain training day. Because that's based on the need, the personal needs. This is based on the goals, of course. Like if you have a competition where you have to do certain lifts, or if you have a goal like a certain skill, then you have to choose exercises that you personally need to get to that point. And that's on a certain day. And the thing here is where periodization and programming go hand in hand is to understand that when you program certain days, you need to understand that these days can affect each other. So if I do my handstand push-up work on day one, and I do my planche work on day two, this will have effects on each other. So I will be a little bit more tired in that muscular area from the handstand push-ups into the planche work. And I have to keep that in mind, that my planche work, I will go into the session a little bit fatigued, usually. And here comes some stuff in that's also part of periodization. Fatigue management is something you can also include a rest day after the first day, and then you have the second day. So you will maybe not be fatigued or a little bit more less fatigued than you would be when you have one day after the other. And this is where programming and periodization comes into a little bit, yeah, they go hand in hand at that point, because periodization is always also a little bit of fatigue management and understanding, okay, I will get as tired as this during that block. So one thing a lot of people may not consider into their periodization stuff, of course, you can get tired from day to day, but you can also get more tired from block to block. So what you have to understand here is, when you get very tired from a certain block, you can use a rule of thumb that 1/3 of the block is pretty much the time you need to deload for the next block. So if you had like a block for, I don't know, 4 weeks, it makes sense to give a person a deload of like round about a little bit more than a week, like 8 days or maybe 9, something like that, to deload. And from there on, you go into the next block. And this is very individual. It also depends a little bit on, was it a volume block? Was it in an intensity block? If it was an intensity block, the rule is more important, because you have to recover from intensity longer than from volume usually. That takes just more time, you know? Because if the muscle is damaged, it's not as hard to the body as if the central nervous system is fatigued. But on that point, we have to consider there are new studies that also say the central nervous system doesn't even get that affected and is not as tired as everybody thinks, and it's not even possible to tire the central nervous system and all that stuff. But from the bigger picture, from the studies that we have right now, that I know right now, I'll tell you that. Because things change up over time.
Yeah.
So we were into the periodization programming stuff. So for you to understand here is, you need to recover and you need to be able to go into the next session without being too tired. But it is important to be tired. That doesn't mean you have to kill yourself in the first session of the week. If you do so, the next sessions in the week will be shit. And that's where fatigue management comes in. So if I write down into a program, Rado, please max out your deadlifts on the first day, I know the next 3 or 4 sessions will be shit. Because he will be tired and he will be done.
And probably also the rest of the block. So yeah.
Yes. and the thing here to understand is, where now programming comes in. When you do as the first exercise, like a heavy deadlift or something like that, everything where the spine is involved, people tend to get even more tired, because all these small little muscles that have to stabilize the spine, and these are a lot of small ones, have to work that hard when you deadlift heavy or squat heavy or do an OHP and all that stuff. Everything where the spine has really to stabilize a lot of weight, you get into the trouble that the body has to recover from that. And that's not only for several days, that's also in the training day itself. So especially right now, we're in, right now in March 2021, a lot of people are in a lockdown and have not the possibility to work with machines and all that stuff. Right now, a lot of people work with barbells and all that stuff. Yeah. So what you have in a home gym usually, so at least the basics. You have to consider right here that when you work a lot with exercises where you have to stabilize with the, you have to stabilize the spine, then your body will get tired a lot quicker. So keep in mind when you do heavy squats and deadlifts and all that stuff, afterwards the exercises will be a lot heavier because you are getting more tired. And that's very important and very necessary to understand. This is programming. And this is where this periodization and programming goes hand in hand, because you have to plan and program a day so that it gives you the right stimulus. If you want to grow, you have to give him the right stimulus to grow, not only on maybe the quads, maybe you had triceps that day too. And then if you are completely done and completely wasted because you did so heavy squats, then you probably will not be able to do proper dips. And this is where programming comes in. For myself, I'm not banging out like 5 to 10 handstand push-ups right now. So I do them before I squat. That's my programming for myself. And that's very important to understand, that this exercise selection always plays a big role in programming, that you, what you're not able to do very well, like certain skills, you do first. The next thing very important to understand is the next exercises you use are those who take, which take the most out of you, like heavy dipping, heavy squats and all that stuff. And afterwards, you put all the small assistance exercises that you need for your personal goals. That may be some sissy squats, that may be some ring work, some ring turnouts and all that stuff, some rows, all the accessory and assistance stuff that we have. And there is a difference on assistance and accessory. Would you like to explain that?
Right, yeah. So assistance work would be exercises that aid you in your main lifts. Yeah. And accessory work would be movements that usually tackle areas that you don't hit with the bigger lifts, but that could also hit probably your weaknesses. That you also tackle that as well.
Yeah. So for most of the people to understand this, if your main lift is a handstand push-up, the assistance to that would be an overhead press and something like a triceps extension would be the accessory in the end for that.
That's it.
And that's very important to understand right here. So we are throwing around with vocabularies today. You got to learn. And it's very important to structure your day from main to assistance to accessories, usually, when it comes to the big goal of strength. When you go into bodybuilding, that this might be different from time to time because they pre-fatigue sometimes certain muscles, like doing leg extension before squats and all that stuff. But that's not the topic in here. I think there are many bodybuilding podcasts out there in the world that will talk about that topic a lot. So we are talking about our stuff here right now. So building strength and of course muscle. It's not like you don't build muscles that way when you work main lift, assistance, accessory, but sometimes there's a different approach in a certain area. So that's very important to say. All right. What's very important to understand right here is the exercise selection on the assistance and the accessory is highly individual. So there are people who will not understand why you are doing a certain exercise the way you do it. And that's completely okay because it's not theirs. And that's very important to understand. Sometimes you do stuff that's completely crazy to some others. And it's very important to understand that these things are highly individual.
I mean, as long as you have a reasoning behind putting an exercise in your program, then I think it doesn't matter what anyone else says, you know?
And the reasoning can also be fun for the athlete.
Yeah.
If you just like to pump in the end of the session and you put in some curls and all that stuff, that's completely okay-ish because it will build a long variety for the athlete to stick to the program better. And that's very important to understand that it's not only about goals, it's also about having fun in the training sessions, because then you will stick to this a little better. And that's very important.
Absolutely.
So this was a very, very big picture and small picture work, but I think we discussed the topic of this a little bit better to let you understand a little bit better what's the big thing. We're gonna come with some more like these topics. And if you liked this one, please let us know. Shoot us messages on Instagram to the Strength and Skills Podcast. And if you need any help with your programming and periodization, feel free to contact us on bar_bell_coaching on Instagram, or you contact me, Nick_Tibu or Rado. What's your Instagram?
Rado_Bossets.
Feel free and enjoy your day. Have a good one.